USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Former U.S. Senator, then Attorney General Jeff Sessions, accepting defeat in the fight to get his Senate seat back, conceding to former Auburn football coach Tommy Tuberville in the Alabama Republican primary runoff election yesterday. President Trump backed Tuberville over his former AG because Sessions decided to recuse himself from the Russia investigation. Tuberville will face off against Senator Doug Jones in November. It's deadline day to file 2019 taxes or request an extension. The federal government added 3 months to the usual April 15th deadline because of the pandemic, and most states followed that lead, including Maryland, where Comptroller Peter Franchot says,
if you don't file your tax return, that triggers things that we don't have control over.
Wall Street futures are up on encouraging coronavirus vaccine reports. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I've had a lot of really great days back to back, which has been a huge blessing. Even my doctor told me, because they asked me to bring everything in that I take on a daily basis. He was very encouraged by seeing what I was taking. And he said he didn't care how many I had. And he said it's food. And the form that it's in was something that he was very, because he's an avid learner, and he's always researching, and he's always excited to see new things. And he told me, this will be good. This will help you immensely with the nutrition that you need.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Encouraging news about the development of a coronavirus vaccine as we hear from USA Radio's Wendy King.
Researchers report the first vaccine tested in the United States for the coronavirus boosted volunteers' immune systems. The results are just what infectious disease experts like Dr. Anthony Fauci and fellow developers had hoped for.
Candidates that showed really good neutralizing antibodies, safe, no adverse events, but good levels of neutralizing antibodies.
He says the vaccine will now begin key final testing.
Delta is reporting its worst quarter in company history. The Georgia-based airline revealing that it's lost $5.7 billion just between April and June, just as the pandemic was crippling the industry. The workforce is being cut as Delta hopes to reduce numbers by around 17,000 through buyouts and early retirements. And this is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
The U.S. military is withdrawing from 5 bases in Afghanistan, slashing the number of troops in the country as part of a deal with the Taliban. The Pentagon says the bases will be handed over to Afghan partners, and more than 8,000 soldiers will stay in the country for now. The U.S. signed the agreement with the Taliban in late February in an effort to end nearly 2 decades of war. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg is fighting a possible infection. The high court saying the 87-year-old is at Johns Hopkins Hospital in Baltimore after suffering fever and chills, and she underwent a procedure to clean out a bile duct stent. She'll be in the hospital, they say, for at least the next few days. Prosecutors say Ghislaine Maxwell pretended to be a journalist when she secretly bought her New Hampshire mansion hideaway during the British socialite's arraignment and bail hearing yesterday. Details of her whereabouts were divulged by officials. Jeffrey Epstein's former girlfriend pleading not guilty to sex crimes as she appeared via video conference from Brooklyn. She faces 4 counts related to child sex trafficking and 2 counts of perjury. And Shaquille O'Neal, quick to help those in need, seen in Gainesville, Florida yesterday, helping stranded motorists along I-75. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.